and welcome to level 79 of Three Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. I'm your host, Tom Knight, and coming up on this level of Three Extra Life, we have a productive little gaming slash app called Virtual Cottage, the best games you've never played, and we talk about a new indie title that has just released called Omno. So let's get on with the show! Up first on this level of Three Extra Lives, I'm going to be talking about Virtual Cottage. Now, what is Virtual Cottage? It sounds very relaxing. It sounds very peaceful. And, well, you would be right to think all of those things. Virtual Cottage is actually a desktop app which is meant to help you get started with your tasks and bring you into the flow state. What this means is it can actually help you with being productive with regards to working or maybe some tasks that you have to do. And I downloaded this app on Steam, and it's very interesting just saying the word app on Steam, because usually we're talking about games, and in a way it's a game, but it's not, because you're not really playing it, because it's something that you launch and you get a option to type in what are you doing right now, and you can set the amount of time that you're going to be doing it for. I usually go for about 60 minutes for when I'm working, and then you have an option to enable some lo-fi music if you want to. Or the thing I really like about this, and where you get the cottage vibe, is that there are four toggleable elemental options that you can enable. So you can enable the rain, you can enable rain hitting off the window pane. You can adjust the volume on that. You can light the fire in the cottage and hear that crackling, comforting sound. You can also enable the wind if you want to, if you like the sound of the wind blowing outside of your house or outside of your cottage, you can do that. Or maybe you fancy just enabling a bit of a snowstorm outside that you can hear blustering and blowing. And the thing is, you can combine these sounds as well. Maybe you want the sound of rain and fire in the background, or maybe you want the sound of the snow with some lo-fi music. You can mix and match depending on what you prefer, and I know I've actually been enjoying just listening to the crackling of fire. If you've ever been to a place that has an open fire, or maybe your house does, and there's just something really relaxing about hearing that crackle and providing some ambience for when you're working or whatever you're doing. And overall, it's a very simplistic app. It's not got many features, it's not got many bells and whistles to customize or click, but it just does a really good job of helping you be more productive, helping you be more focused. And I've always been a bit of an advocate of these types of apps these days, because there's another program that I use online as well called Brain FM, which allows you to play music which can help you focus and help keep your concentration. And as somebody that works from home, and I know many of us are potentially still working from home due to the pandemic, but being able to set a time limit of, for example, 60 minutes, and then just being productive in that time, and then being alerted when those 60 minutes are over, so you can take a break, you can go stretch, go grab some water, and then you can, well, start it again if you want to. And the one thing I like about this game as well is that it has achievements. So it has achievements for the amount of time you've been in the virtual cottage. It's just time-based. So eventually, if you're using this app a lot, you'll get all the achievements in the game, in the app. So if you like to be productive, if you're looking for something a bit cozy to have on as background ambience when you're working on your next project, or paying your bills online, or anything really, why not take a visit to the Virtual Cottage? That's available on Steam for free, and it's developed by DU and I. It's trivia time! So I was talking about the Virtual Cottage, and from Virtual Cottages to a game called Virtual Fighter. Virtual Fighter is a game series published by Sega, and it made its debut on which console? Was it the Sega Mega Drive Genesis, Sega Saturn, or the Sega Dreamcast? The correct answer is the Sega Saturn. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. Next up on 3 Extra Lives, what's the best game you've never played? That's a weird question, isn't it? Because how are you supposed to know what the best game is you've never played if you've never played it? So I'll admit that this question isn't exactly the question I want to ask, but it kind of is. So what I'm trying to get at here is there's probably a game out there, or several games, that you've probably heard a lot about. And maybe it's just the matter of fact that you just haven't had time to play it yet. Or maybe you haven't got round to it. It's on your list. We all have backlogs. We're gamers, right? It's just what we have. There's always something to play, and we're never going to get round to playing everything. But then there's just that one game you keep hearing about, or one game that your friend keeps telling you, like, I can't believe you haven't played it yet. If you don't play it soon, we can't be friends anymore. There's that game that you are like, yes, I definitely want to play it, but just I'm busy with this other game, and I'm watching this series on Netflix, and I'm reading this book, and there's just no time. First world problems for sure. But recently I cracked an egg, and the egg I cracked was Zelda Breath of the Wild, and that had been a game that I'd heard so much about, so many things about it, not just from reading reviews, not just from social media, but from friends and from people on Twitch, for example. I was like, okay, I'm going away for a few days. I'm going to take my Switch Lite with me, and I'm going to take Zelda with me. So if I have a little bit of downtime, I'm going to fire up Zelda Breath of the Wild and be playing it in my hand, and I'm finally going to start this game after hearing about so many good things about it for so long. So then you're loading up a game like this where you almost have this expectation now, because so many people have talked about it, you've read so many things about it, and you're then, well, surely you're setting yourself up to be disappointed, because is it going to live up to your expectations when it's living up to other people's expectations? Because those are different things. And I have to say that I was completely blown away by finally playing this game, Zelda Breath of the Wild. And I know this is segment's not really anything to do about indie games, but I think it can apply to indie games as well, because I know there's indie games out there that I have on a list that I want to get around to playing, and it's a struggle. It is a struggle trying to keep up with everything, and we all like to play video games, right? We like to try and play games, beat games, but then it's easy to get distracted and move on to another one. But I finally got playing this one, and it's working really well, because now I'm just playing this on my Switch Lite, and maybe I have a little bit of downtime before bedtime, before I start reading, and I go on to Zelda and I do a couple of puzzles, a couple of shrines, and I'm just in awe of that game. It definitely has lived up to the hype, I have to say. When you finally get around to playing something where people have been telling you, you should definitely play it. It's very good. And honestly, I thought maybe it was going to be slightly overrated. Maybe it was not going to be what everything I had heard about it, but it was. And I was surprised. I was very surprised. And now I'm just in a place where I feel like, oh, I've got this game. It's going to take me a while to get through, but it's okay. I can play it at my own pace whenever I want to. And I'm having a lot of fun with that. So maybe the point of this segment was, sometimes if you do have a friend out there, or you do have somebody saying to you, hey, I mean, you should really check this out. Sometimes people are right. Sometimes people have good recommendations, and you should listen to them, because it might bring you some joy. It might not. It might not go as good as this situation has gone for me, but I think with everything, it's always good to keep an open mind. For me, I always like to try and experience and dive into as many games as possible. And I know everyone's not like that. You've got people who are more completionists that want to get the game finished, maybe 100% before they move on to anything else. You've got people that are just happy playing one or two games, and I get that as well, because sometimes it is just a bit tiring trying to figure out something new to play, because you don't know if you're going to like it. You don't know if you're going to enjoy it. You don't know if you're going to vibe with the story. And that's a thing we have to put up with, gamers, and that's a thing that we are completely spoiled about, because we do have so much choice. But maybe there's a game out there that you've heard of, or you've got it on your wish list, or you've just had it on someplace where you've been like, I'm gonna play that this weekend, and you don't do it, maybe give it a go, give that game a go that you've never played, because it might be the best one yet. It's trivia time. So I was talking about Zelda mainly in that segment a little bit, and let's go for some Zelda trivia. Which Zelda game celebrated its 20th anniversary at the end of April 2020? Was it The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, The Legend of Zelda: Majora's Mask, or The Legend of Zelda: The Wind Waker? The correct answer is The Legend of Zelda: Majora's Mask. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. And finally, on this level of three extra lives, let me talk to you about Omno. Omno is a beautiful adventure exploration game set in a vastly vibrant ancient world of wonders, and this was created by solo developer Jonas Mank, and this game took 5 years to make. And oh my goodness, what a beautiful game this is. From the second you fire up Omno, you are transported into a magical world full of different flora and fauna, and you get to discover the names of these plants and animals as you explore throughout various different zones. And these zones can range from swampland to a icy mountaintop to a far expanding desert. And in these levels, you are trying to power up various structures using light, and light that you can get from plants, you can get from animals by interacting with them, and you can also solve puzzles within these areas to try and 100% the area, which gets you a little achievement if you like those things. I know I do. And as you play through this game, you'll realize that there's no combat. It's more of a casual, relaxing experience as you explore these areas. And as you progress through the game as well, you unlock new abilities. For example, one of the early abilities that you unlock is the ability to dash. So when you jump, you can dash across wider areas to reach platforms. And one of my favorite abilities that you unlock quite early into the game is the ability to surf. So you have this staff that you carry around. It's like a light staff. That's what can extract light from this world that you use to power up almost these monoliths that are situated around each zone. And as you do that, you unlock ways to progress into the zone, to move on to the next one. It's all very natural. It's all very done in a way that you're not thinking too hard about it. It's just you're experiencing this world as you do. And the surfing aspect is really cool as well, because there are moments where, for example, you do go into this icy mountain and you're surfing down to the bottom of it to another area, and you can also use this to travel around the areas a little bit quicker as well. But it feels so fluid and it feels so just perfect for a game like this. It actually reminds me a little bit of a mobile game that came out, and it's also out for the Switch now. It's called Sky Children of Light, and it's just one of those games where you just want to constantly be taking screenshots because it is just that beautiful. And as you progress through these zones as well, like I say, you can explore them a bit more than just outside of the puzzles to progress, to find little lore books that tell you more about who you are and maybe what your purpose is in this world. And as you do, you progress a percentage completion, and like I say, if you find everything in that zone, you'll get a little achievement to notify that. There's also a time trial mode in this game for speedrunners, which I think is awesome, and that was something that was unlocked because this game was on Kickstarter and it reached one of its funding goals to unlock a time trial. So if you're into speedrunning, which I know people are, speedrunning is a big thing in video games, and there is a mode for that to see how well you can do. But overall, this game is just so charming. You can see the love that was poured into this game. And if you're looking for a casual, relaxing exploration puzzle game set in a beautiful world, then you can look no further than Omno right now by Jason Mank. The game is available on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, and it will be coming to the Nintendo Switch very soon. I've been playing it on Game Pass, making use of that. So if you do have the Xbox Game Pass, check out Omno. And if you don't have Xbox Game Pass, well, go check it out in all the other places you could, because it's widely available. Pick up your staff and go surfing today in Omno. It's trivia time. So we were talking about Omno. And like I mentioned in Omno, you can do a bit of surfing on your staff, which is super cool. And that's led to this question. In 2002, which extreme sports star endorsed a pro surfing game? Was it Tony Hawk, Kelly Slater, or Lakey Peterson? The correct answer is Kelly Slater. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. And here we are at the end of another level of Free Extra Lives. How did you do on the trivia this week? Why not let me know over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Three Extra Lives, or even better, why not head over to the Three Extra Lives Discord, where you can brag about your trivia score. You can join in a cozy little area where we talk about indie games and share discoveries of new gems that we may or may not have found online. You can find more information on how to join the Discord and more information about this show over on the website at 3extralives.com. All the links there for everything that you could ever want to do with this show will be there, including the show notes for this very level that you are listening to right now. And with that out of the way, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to this level of 3 Extra Lives, and I will see you all in level 18!